Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be here at 9, our Celtics insider, and we'll talk about tonight and Steve Kerr and Jason Tatum and all of that with Mego coming up at 9. Tomorrow, Mike Milbury on the Boston Bruins on a Bruins Thursday, and Friday, a Flex Friday broadcast at the American Heritage Museum on the Friday before Veterans Day. And I cannot wait to see all of you on Friday morning. I hope that you are able to adjust your schedule and come out and join us in Hudson, half in Hudson and half in my adopted home continent of Stowe, for a broadcast that you will not forget with some incredible men and women who have served this country, and that includes Joe Landry, who just turned 100 years old, and we will celebrate his centennial birthday and enjoy what is a really incredible place when it comes to military artifacts and exhibits, and that is the American Heritage Museum. So see you there on Friday. Right now, though, we should get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, where do you want to start this morning, Shine?
Well, Greg, let's begin with David Andrews, New England Patriots center, who is on IR. He does his podcast with Brian Hoyer. I believe it's called the Quick Snap Podcast or Snapped Podcast. Not enough of those out there right now.
Brian Hoyer.
So David Andrews and Brian Hoyer were talking about Drake May, and this is what David Andrews had to say about Drake May.
I appreciated his effort, whatever you want to call it, to get out there and play this week. I think that sends a great message to the team and, you know, shows what kind of kid
he
is.
He didn't play timid at all. You know what I mean? He didn't play.
I'm watching him run.
Because that's
I'm
the
like,
one thing.
If you don't. Yeah. And I mean, I love it because he's making plays. And, you know, we talk about toughness, right? And there's a lot of things at the quarterback position that are people don't value as tough, you know, but like watching true professionals play the game, like, you know, it's like not showing, you know, you're hurt, not doing different things. Yeah. Like, you know, standing in there when you know you're about to take a hit and delivering a ball, like, you know, him not playing scared after the concussion, like, you know, that was some toughness shown by him. And I really appreciated it. And I've always appreciated when quarterbacks do things like that.
You got the guy.
Confirmed concussion, finally. Somebody on the team admitted.
You got the guy. Mental toughness, check. Mm-hmm. Football acumen, check.
Yep.
Physical skills, check.
Yep.
Shime, you were spot on this baby.
Thank you.
From jump.
Yep, nailed this one.
So now build around him. Like, I mean, give him the parts that he needs to be successful.
Well, yeah, that we have to now wait till this offseason.
Yeah, but it makes last offseason so much more frustrating, too.
Right. But unfortunately, that's the nature of the beast. Now we got to see what Robert Kraft is willing to do when it comes to spending money in free agency. And let's see if they actually, because Greg, you brought it up. They have all those things in this quarterback. So going into this offseason, you know you have the guy. There's no question. Now how do we make this team better?
Well, the other issue, too, though, is we don't even know how good Elliott Wolf is going to be at selecting guys, because the two main guys he brought in via free agency, Nick Leverett and Chucks Okorafor, no longer on the team. He only re-signed a bunch of players that were already on the team. And then in the draft, his first-round pick, he fell into Drake May, and then Jalen Polk has sucked, and Caden Wallace has been hurt, and when he has played, has sucked. So his first three draft picks haven't been good. And Javon Baker, his fourth draft pick, can't get on the field. So I don't even know how good Elliott Wolf is. So I don't even know how confident you could be heading into this offseason that they're going to help Drake May.
Well, it's easy in the offseason when you know who guys are, right? If T. Higgins is a free agent and you feel like T. Higgins is a good player and Elliott Wolf and the Patriots sign him, you feel confident. It's not like where it's the draft, you're rolling a dice on a specific player. Ronnie Staley, he's a free agent, right?
Yep.
He's going to be a free agent.
Correct.
You feel like he's a good offensive lineman.
Yeah, he's solid. He's
right.
Not like upper echelon.
No, but
he's
solid. So
yeah.
You know, like, all right, if you sign this guy, what you're getting.
Just quick note, if we're going to get back down this, Shime, who you were right, Greg, nailed it with Drake May.
Yeah.
Across the street, one of the more fraudulent reporters in Boston, Greg Bedard, said that those that, quote, watch the All-22 at home, the hardos giving Drake a pass for the interception saying born slip are full of it.
Ooh.
Which felt like a relatively directed shot at the guy to my right, and I won't stand for it.
I would love for that individual to use some names. Like,
right.
If you're going to stand on business, as Wiki says, stand
right.
on business. You want to take shots? Take shots. Go for it. I dare you, because you're a boob. Like, it's nobody gave Drake May a pass. Mm. We were just saying the play is designed so that when Kendrick Bourne runs that corner route, he is supposed to hold the safety. Malik Hooker flips his hips to watch Bourne. There's no chance he makes that interception. However, Bourne stumbles, hits the dirt, and Malik Hooker never even has to worry about him. Or I think it was Malik Hooker, and then can work back towards the center of the field. And so, like, it's not that we're giving him a pass.
No.
Because as I was on with Lyons last night, Lyons even said, he's like, you know, you wish Drake May stepped into it a little bit more and drove the ball a little harder and farther.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not a risk that you needed to take. But at the same time, like, that was how the play is designed. And Kendrick Bourne,
the reason that you're being accused of fraudulence is that you put nothing on Drake May when it comes to that interception. Really. I mean, you put it all on Kendrick Bourne.
No, well, I even outright said when the first thing I said when we came in that morning was that's a risk you don't need to take, especially because you had plenty of time on the clock. And at this point in your career, you've had multiple, I don't know if it's good or bad, but you've had multiple 2-minute drives. And you had more than 2 minutes on the clock. You didn't need a touchdown in one play. Like, it's not like there were 20 seconds left. It wasn't a Hail Mary play like that Jaden Daniels play against the Bears. You could have just worked your way down the field, but the kid wanted it all. And I get it, especially when you watch Matthew Stafford later that day do the exact same thing, but actually his receiver goes and makes a one-handed catch.
But Shime's right, and you know, and that's even what the afternoon guys were kind of trying to say with Bedard on it. But they're all idiots. If you really look,
such a fraud.
If you looked at the All 22, and Bradad says he does, which he probably does. If you look at it, and I've been a part of many of route combinations, and there are parts of route combinations where you, as a receiver, you are running a route to be a decoy and hold coverage. Mm-hmm. If you look at that play, when you look at Kendrick Bourne's route, and it's really hard to see from here. I know we're putting it up on Twitch, but you got to show the sideline. All 22,
there
Mitch.
It is. Here it is right now.
Okay. If you look at the safety to the right side, watch him turn his hips to start, and that's where you see. It's hard to do because we don't have a telestrator, but he starts to turn his hips like he's going to play Kendrick Bourne.
Ooh, wait. Can we get a wigastrator?
I would love that.
That's easy to do.
I mean, it's either that or a new chair. Which would you prefer?
Oh, man, I'd have to lean towards the new chair, honestly.
I would love to have, for those who watch this show every day on Twitch or YouTube, I would love to have the Wiggistrator, and we could use it in all kinds of videos.
Yeah.
Right.
It doesn't have to just be the all-22s, but...
This is the perfect look right there.
And today is a great day for it, because I have pretty good odds that Ken's arriving hammered.
But I just... and Shyam, you're right. Like, if you're going to have... Like, just if you're going to take the shot, we know who you're talking about, but just be like, don't be like, oh, no, that was like not a, there was, Kendrick Bourne had nothing to do with this play. The safety, no, stop it right there. Ah, I need a telestrator.
And that's the thing, too,
it's
that bugs
so frustrating.
Me, is he decides to call out the people who sit at home and watch the All-22. Like, he isn't one of the people that sits at home and watches the All-22.
Right there. Yeah. Go to Twitch. Look at the safety. He's starting to turn and protect the deep half of the sideline for that corner route.
Right.
And then as he
sees... When Bourne goes down...
When he sees
Bourne... Works his way to the middle.
He can turn and go middle.
He can turn and go middle. So because...
Wow, what a fraud that guy is.
Because... Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I will say this.
I just agreed blindly because I like you. And
I would say this. Maybe he's right. Maybe the wind direction. But because of Bourne falling, that gives that safety enough time to get over there and make the play.
Well, that's the other argument, is that Gerard Mayo chose the wrong side of the field.
All right, if you want
to
make
to the wind and
Greg,
we know you
that
know,
may have been a coaching mistake.
Well, yeah. Well, it's well established that Bill was, and you know, I think some of it was stolen from Curtis, but was when it came to weather, he knew exactly. Mm-hmm. How the wind would affect every aspect of the football game.
We need to get Mayo a new Ernie.
If you want to make that argument, okay. But if Bourne doesn't fall down, I think that safety has no choice but to run with Bourne, because if not, he's going to be giving up the corner route, and that gives Drake May an opportunity there. So his responsibility, and I told you, I've been part of that, where it's like you have to run and hold this guy. And if you fall or you get jammed up, then it's your fault. It's not the quarterback's fault.
Yeah.
Because the quarterback's expecting you to do one thing, to hold the guy.
Yeah. I love how they the texter says the Bourne slip was not a Shyam original take. Yes, it was. I literally had it as soon as the game was over.
The turf monster got him. We all agreed.
I tweeted it out. You can go check. You go check the receipts.
Shyam was at our decision desk.
Yep, you're damn right.
All right, what's next?
God, I forgot we were even doing They Said It. Let's get back to a different football team that has a potential head coaching candidate. That would be the Detroit Lions and their offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson. Some people have already called for Gerard Mayo's job at times. Other people willing to give him a little bit more leash, a little bit more leeway. Well, one of the guys that could, if they were to move on from Gerard Mayo, a guy that could replace him is a guy like Ben Johnson. And this is what Ben Johnson said about any head coaching opportunities that he gets maybe next year.
Me too. I love play calling. And so I would, if I took a head coaching job, would want to be a play calling head coach.
All right.
He turned down jobs last season. Am I correct?
Correct. Yep. Felt like he had unfinished business in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
But if they win... And there's a likelihood.
Yeah.
Then I would assume that he might be a guy that you'd be interested in. For, I feel like Robert Kraft has put himself out there so far on Gerard Mayo that he's not going to be able to go away from him for a while.
No.
Am I right?
I think you'd be more likely to see Alex Van Pelt get...
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And then bring in a new OC than for Gerard Mayo to lose his
job. No way that Robert fires Mayo after 1 year.
But let me just get this out there, because I agree, Wiggy. Let's say they fire Van Pelt at the end of the season.
Yep.
Let's say Gerard Mayo gets his second year, and for our purposes here, it doesn't go much better.
Right.
So Gerard Mayo's gone after 2 years.
Okay.
The offensive coordinator was Van Pelt, Max rookie year. There's a new offensive Max second year.
Then
for Drake, the second year. And then his third year, they bring in a new coach that's an offensive-minded coach.
Right.
Giving Drake his third coordinator in 3 years.
Right.
Which is how the Jets ruined everybody.
Right.
That's why it's going to be a difficult offseason.
Well, he's probably going to want to be with from the offensive mind perspective, a legit quarterback. Would he prefer Caleb Williams? If that job is available.
Oh, Ben Johnson?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to go to a team that you can look at and go, okay, I can turn things around. I have the quarterback in place. So that's a big part of it. But New England would be the same thing. I just don't think for Robert, who told us
that he identified him 5 years ago.
Right.
And that's his guy.
But if he did move on from Gerard Mayo, Ben Johnson's a really good
choice. But the other problem you have with Gerard Mayo,
I feel like you almost have to make it. If Ben Johnson would come here and the team is showing that they're inept, the future of this organization lies on the shoulders of Drake May. And you know you don't want to do three coordinators in 3 years. You don't want to bring Van Pelt back because he stinks.
You almost have to make that change.
Almost. I mean, it sucks. It would not be fair to Gerard Mayo. But I'm just trying to think about this logically.
But you can't. But see, the logical way you have to think about it is, what do we know Robert wants to be viewed at? He wants to be Hall of Fame, so it's all about perception. If you hire Gerard Mayo, you talked about you've had him for 5 years, he's a guy that was a top 10 pick in your organization when you were the owner, and you identified this guy when he was a player and when he was assistant coach under Bill Belichick. You talk about how, he's an African-American coach. Yeah. His first year, there's no way that it's a good look if you fire him after 1 year for Robert Kraft, and he has to know that. And that's the thing that he wants, the perception. And if he fires Mayo after 1 year, I don't care what anybody says, people are going to be like, what an idiot Robert Kraft is for making this move.
What if there's an elegant solution a la Brad Stevens, you put Gerard Mayo in the front office?
But that Gerard's not going for that.
Because I don't know. Maybe he would.
He wants to be a head coach.
Well, no, because all this was a dog and pony show.
Yeah.
So, like, you tell me I'm your guy, and then you only give me 1 year?
He'd feel disrespected.
Like, how is anybody, honestly?
I'm sure he might feel disrespected right now. Because
right.
You and I both believe that he was given a promise that they didn't fulfill.
Right. And how does anybody feel good?
Wait a minute. Are you saying that Gerard Mayo was sold a bill of rights? Is that what you're saying?
Wiggy sold me a bill of rights.
Yes.
I was on the tip of my tongue, and I stopped myself from doing it twice.
All right. Real quick, I have Bruins tickets to give away, and I want to give those away right now since I promised that they would be mid. Not the Bruins, though the Bruins are mid, but the giveaway would be mid-show. So can I even call them mid after last night?
Yeah, no, they're still mid. They're 6-7 okay. and 1.
Yeah,
they're still mid.
Okay. So if you're the ninth caller right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you will be there Thursday night as the Bruins take on the Calgary Flames. That is tomorrow night at the Garden. Limited tickets still available at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins. Sorry, you had something to add, Cheyenne?
Greg, I think there's really only one, maybe two solutions to your offensive coordinator or your offensive issues in the offseason. I think they might have to call Josh McDaniels. It's the one guy can run an offense, is familiar with the organization, is familiar with Gerard Mayo, and won't be a head coach ever again.
Wow, that's yeah. very interesting.
Twitch is saying that we all sound like we're on helium right now.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Well, it's on the water.
Like, probably on.
I generally
on,
sound like well,
it's an issue with Twitch.
Yeah, Trump assume, probably got probably. Control of it.
All right, what's Bezos. Next? What's next, Shime?
Well, so it is Celtics Wednesday, so let's get a little bit of Celtics audio in here. Kendrick Perkins was on a podcast, and he talked about the beef he has had with the Celtics. He wasn't invited to the ring ceremony and banner night, and he was asked about it, and I thought Perk's answer was interesting, and he decided to clearly pick a fight with one individual.
Is it true that the Celtics banned you from ring night?
To be quite honest, I don't give a right? I don't give a because here's the thing. I never take winning the championship for granted.
Right.
But they act like you have to be tied to that situation or that's your life, right? Like, it was an honor to play for one of the most historical franchises. I never take that for granted.
Right.
I think what ended up happening was, well, I know I said a take about Joe Mazzulla. They win the championship and Brian Scalabrine, he's like, well, door's not just open for him to come back to the Celtic organization. Now, it's two things I took from there. One, Scal, who the f*** are you? Right. You was the same that when we won a championship, was in street clothes, hurry up and went changed into your jersey. So once we started taking pictures, you could know that you was part of the team. Started this season, I actually get an email from Joe Mazzulla saying, whenever you're free, if you're in Boston or we play the Rockets, I want to go to dinner and break bread.
So you going to take that dinner with Mazzulla?
Yeah, for sure. I'm actually starting to love the way that he is.
All right.
Okay.
So wait a second. Come on, Perk. There's a little – Perk sounds like he's capping. So the reason why you're not here is because of Scal? Scal's the gatekeeper?
He basically says Scal started the whole thing. But all right. I kind of like the way he came at Scal. I'm not going to lie.
So is he saying that they didn't actually ban him or they did ban him? Like that?
I think he's saying he's blaming Scal for the whole entire thing.
But like Scal like spreading the rumor or Scal?
The story was that it was a player who spoke about it. But it may have been Joe Mazzulla. I don't know why.
There's three guys that hold the key to the ring ceremonies, the duck boats, and everything else.
Yeah.
Those three guys are,
you could throw Wick in there.
You could throw Wick in there. Yeah. Wick, Brad Stevens, I'm going to say five. Tatum, Brown.
You went from three to five.
Well, because I got to throw those front office guys in.
Tatum,
Brown,
Stevens,
and
Mazzulla. And not Scal.
Yeah, Scal is nowhere on the list.
All right. Well, they said it. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we'll get to Courtney in today's news next.
Yeah.
Boy, a lot happened last night.
Oh, my God. The news took me a long time to write today.
Some of it happened early this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin certifying their results. Donald Trump, he becomes the first president in 130 years to get a non-consecutive term as president of the United States. So we will get to that coming up next.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.